pleasingly a good result. EBITDA and NPAT just ahead of consensus by 1% and 2% respectively. But really, as everyone would have noticed, obviously by now, a bumper dividend. So the second highest dividend that's paid, with the top three dividends by size that BHP have ever paid being the last three dividends chronologically. So extremely good distribution profile to investors that should continue to really benefit our client base. What I really appreciated in the result yesterday, and I'll go through light detail over some of the core issues and skip the detail that's in the note, but is how much the CEO Mike Henry emphasized their organic growth profile. I don't think it means that M&A or further approach for Oz Minerals is off the board. I think it just means that, essentially with their message, they're trying to rebalance and refocus the market's emphasis on M&A and stop some investors thinking it's essential that they absorb things like Oz Minerals at any cost and a huge bid coming over the top of the current one. And, maybe next they move on to Newcrest or whatever it may be. So, that's certainly not, the biggest, part of their strategy. The central part is that they are, pushing material growth in four of their five pillars. So, iron ore, nickel, which is small but growing, copper, absolutely, and potash, but all of them that have got big and various growth projects coming along over the next decade. Where they're not growing is coal, and really they didn't mix words, that essentially was blindsided by the Queensland government in the recent royalty changes and weren't brought through the process for industry feedback at all. So at the moment that's on a complete shelving of any expansion plans. We had thought that they might be looking to push incremental growth through some of their remaining BMA assets or some of their BMA assets like Blackwater, but sounds like that's not going to happen anytime soon. In terms of where the business is heading in the longer term, you really see, even though it's jettisoned petroleum, you really see the benefits of its spread of commodities through what it's got with coal. So, EBITDA versus last year. So in FY21, its whole coal business produced EBITDA of just under $300 million. In FY22, it was $9.5 billion. So that's an increase of $9.2 billion. So yeah, staggering increase in profitability that more than offset the weakness in iron ore price, which had half that impact on their EBITDA. So still very much like how BHP spread between commodities. I personally would have preferred that they keep petroleum, but it was a good point in the cycle to realise a price that was at our valuation, and given the way ESG pressures are going, I certainly think that it was a good time to exit petroleum if they were going to. So, the yield profile, their mix of commodities, their organic growth, they really are asserting themselves as the best miner, especially in iron ore, where BHP are showing in iron ore only an incremental sort of just over $1 per ton increase in unit cost in FY23 versus 22, which is an amazing achievement given the severity of inflation pressures there in WA. So, holding back the pressures. Like when I look at things like the performance of their coal business, copper business, Escondida FY23 unit cost guidance pointing to a 13% increase. When you look at some of the global international copper names like Freeport McMoRan, some of their assets cost increase guidance is more like 20%, and they're certainly a very good copper miner. So I'm very happy with that. In terms of themes that beyond BHP that have come out of the results to look for the rest of the reporting season, certainly a very hefty consensus beat in their coal division. So certainly support Tom's positive views on the coal name, if you haven't yet reported. And meanwhile, in copper, I'd be a bit more cautious, just given, as I say, that pointing to double-digit cost increase guidance coming through 23. So maybe a good and a bad there for implications. The one other area I haven't yet touched on is potash, where we've put through a pretty hefty upgrade to our Jansen valuation. That's driven out of a price increase, which we've been very slow on intentionally, given our low expertise in potash, but we've been very slow upgrading our profile for long-term potash prices. and have put through a 15% increase to that long-term price. So you could really hear on the market briefing yesterday how bullish Mike Henry and BHP more broadly have become on potash. They've certainly come a long way from 5 years ago, where they couldn't attract a partner or a home where they could jettison this asset to, and were very much viewed as being out of their depth in a commodity they poorly understood versus the Canadian majors. Now, very much seen as executing well on stage one shaft development and associated infrastructure so far. And, you know, investor questions about stages 3 and 4, not just 1 and 2, were very much hot and heavy in the Q&A. So I think that, potash has really cemented itself as the fifth pillar. It's no longer just four pillars. BHP is doing really well on that growth profile and revealed for the first time is pushing through system growth in iron ore, which is certainly something that Vale and Rio are not in a position to do. So very happy with how they're going. Astronomical yield, annualizing that final dividend is 10% yield. Very happy with how they're traveling and maintaining our ad rating there. Happy to take any questions now or during the day.